you are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Blissful Living Podcast. This is Rochelle Marie Lawson, and it is my pleasure and honor to be here with you today. As you know, I like to do a couple of things. So if you are in the midst of getting your day started, or you're in the middle of your day, depending on when you're listening to this, let me tell you a few things I like to do. First of all, I'd like you to find a place to sit, relax, grab something the right way so you can capture the nuggets of gold that the guest is going to share with us today. And get your favorite beverage and tell your family and friends, or, you know, just to give you a few moments so you can just get it together and be that queen that you are, that king that you are. And while you're doing that, let me take care of business. I'm going to thank our first sponsor, Blissful Living, for you at Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U. .com. Check them out. They've got a great event coming up next week, as well as throughout the year. And so you definitely want to be in tune to them so that you can really have that blissful, fabulous life that you all desire to live. And while you are, you know, just checking out Blissful Living, take a look at some of the things they have to offer, not only their events, but also the wonderful services and opportunities for you to really step into owning and claiming your wellness, wisdom, and wealth. The next sponsor, All Day Cable Inc. at alldaycableinc.com. It's a telecommunications installation company, woman-owned. It's located in Silicon Valley, and they specialize in voice, data, and fiber optic cable installation. They are a premier telecommunications installation company. Basically, they set up your whole network distribution. They've been in business going on 34 years, and they are fabulous. So if you have a need, a small, medium, or large source size corporation, you definitely want your telecommunications to work effectively and efficiently the first time. So check out All Day Cable Inc. at alldaycableinc.com. And next, if you like the show, share the show, subscribe to the show so you get advanced notification of the guests. You don't want to miss out on anything that we're bringing here on the Blissful Living Podcast to you all, to really help you, again, to step into owning and being fabulous with your wellness, wisdom, and wealth. So now let me tell you about the guest today. She's a fabulous queen. Her name is Sandy Simbler. And let me tell you about Sandy. So Sandy, recognized as the woman's embodiment expert, weaves richly embodied life experiences, feminine and masculine dynamics, and trauma-informed somatics into her sacred she method, guiding the modern-day woman to liberate her past, unapologetically reclaim and rewild her powerful, unique voice and intuition, and step out of the shadows to light up the world with her fullest expression. Now, at the heart of Sandy's philosophy is the radical mindset of how we do anything is really truly how we do everything, a statement dedicated to making every moment in life a more profound, yummy experience. Sandy's transformative process of rewilding the feminine spirit alchemizes trauma into revealed wisdom, illuminates the depth of your heart's desires, and embodies emotional enlightenment. And so, Sandy, welcome to the show, girl. How you doing?
I am wonderful. I'm loving your energy. It's so fun and vibrant, and there's so much vitality. And I love hearing your voice do the intro. That was like music to my ears and soothed my soul. So thank you for that. That was incredible.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I appreciate those kind words, because it's been a moment in this morning, you know, getting things together. Look, I have absolutely no makeup on, but you know, as a queen, we don't really need makeup.
Exactly. 100%.
Fabulous. So I want to jump in, because this is going to be really cool. And I want to ask you about your sacred she method. How did you discover this beautiful sacred she method?
Thank you. Essentially, Sacred She is my healing journey ongoing, because I think we are in life school, right? I mean, everything that we do is our Dharma, and we get a chance to alchemize it and then bring it out to the world. You don't necessarily have to be teaching, you know, like I am, to be able to do that. But there are always eyes watching, whether it's our children, whether it's our employees, or, you know, people are watching us. And for me, I always like to say, where am I leaving an indelible mark on the world? So Sacred She is my healing journey to heal through past trauma, past yucky relationships, relationships that I had with really my relationship with the masculine in general, not just with men, but also the masculine from within, quite frankly. And I had an intervention with Tony Robbins years ago, over a decade ago, where he brought to my attention after 4 hours of us going toe to toe in public with all these people around me, just letting me know that I, you know, maybe I'd had a lot of success in business, but perhaps my personal life was suffering because I was operating invertedly. I was operating very masculine, even though, I mean, obviously appearance-wise, I look and feel and touch and smell like a woman. And that really blew my mind. I had left a toxic relationship, abusive marriage years before, and did it the right way, conventional way, with counseling. But to be honest with you, even though I was doing counseling very masculine wise, 3 times a week, getting it done, didn't date during that time. No one talked to me about trauma. They just talked to me about leaving the relationship I was in. They really didn't talk too much about why I was in it. And that really spoke to me. And so I'm a seeker, and I went and studied with teachers around the world, and I was already in consulting and coaching. But what I did is I realized, as I looked at all the women I was honestly working with, I thought the common denominator is that there's burnout. There's a lack of fulfillment. There's a lot of guilt and shame, and not a lot of joy, quite frankly. And so that really helped me step into a new role for myself and heal a lot of patterns. And, you know, honestly, I'll say this too, again, my life is my Dharma. So everything I do, including my relationship with my partner, my employees, I mean, my friends, my son, everything, my stepkids, everything's an opportunity for growth. And when you look at life, as in we're in art school, then there's always an opportunity for us to elevate and for us to ascend. So that's really how it all came to be. And then we have, you know, certain steps to actually help people unlock and unleash unapologetically, you know, who they already are, because we're all born ready, you know, ready to roll, ready to live a life that we're not suffering. Although I do believe that, you know, a lot of mindset work and a lot of trauma is passed down generationally. It doesn't right. necessarily have to just be here on Earth. It can be in our DNA. The good news is that it's been proven that we can change that. So I stress that.
I love it. Now, you mentioned a couple of words, and you know, even though my audience is savvy, I just want to make sure that they have understanding and clarity. And first of all, you know, I'm an Ayurvedic practitioner, so I you know, you're talking my language, right? Yeah. I do have a very masculine side as well as very feminine.
We all do. Yeah.
Same. But you mentioned the word Dharma. Can you just share with the listeners exactly what Dharma means so they can have a better understanding as we transcend through this beautiful conversation?
Yeah, 100%. And we'll make sure we touch on masculine and feminine energetics the way I like to share it as well. But we'll start with your question. And thank you for that. You know, our Dharma is essentially, you know, our life's purpose. It is our North Node. It is our, you know, that star that we are turning towards. But not everybody does that. Many people, it takes them a long time if they ever really are in flow to what really I think our creator really wants us to be moving towards. And so our Dharma is our life purpose. Like, how are we using our life and alchemizing it to be better for the world? Again, it's that flow. It's that space where we're like, we know that we're here for a purpose. And again, our purpose can be literally that we decided that being a stay-at-home mom is our purpose, and there's nothing, no better job than that. It could be, you know, we're caretakers of our parents or whatever it is. I mean, and it can be shifting, because if you're ascending, you're going to always be shifting. And then there's differences in karma. You know, we talk about karma, and that is something that is these karmic relationships that we have that are brought to us, that are passed down, that we can actually, relationships with patterns, relationship with thought forms, relationships with how we view the world, not necessarily like relationships in the 3D, like you and I have this relationship here. I mean, like relationships to how we have relationships, right?
Right.
You know, yeah, like behavior patterns. And listen, these are things growing up in South Carolina, I mean, Southern Baptist, I was not taught this, right? This is not the things I was taught. I was taught, you know, very, very differently and beautifully. But as I went through life and I realized that and had a different relationship with God, quite frankly, it's much more, which is a relationship, right? I realized so much that, again, how we do anything is how we do everything. And the relationship I have with, you know, my higher self, also God, is going to actually influence everything that I do. And so that's a brief way to describe the two, because they really go, karma and dharma go hand in hand.
I love it. I thank you for sharing, because so many times people get we say these words because we just use them every day.
Yeah.
And sometimes we lose people. And so I just want everyone to understand what we're talking about here and how we can all transcend as we, you know, dive deeper into our conversation. So now, when it comes to the sacred she method, how can the sacred she method help modern women liberate their past and reclaim their power?
There you go. Well, but you understand too. I mean, like the queen of fabulous, basically, you know, essentially I want to go to the masculine feminine energetics, because I teach it a little differently than a lot of people out there. A decade ago or so, I love it when it does that. A decade or so ago, when I was studying this, it wasn't as mainstream as it is now out there and on Instagram land, right? What I realized after studying under the most beautiful teachers, again, around the world, I'd come home. And I'm telling you, girl, I would be like, well, and then all of a sudden I'm back in masculine mode, single mom mode, get it done mode, you know, head of the PTA, had two businesses, blah, 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 managing a household, all the things. And I realized that I would go to these goddess circles and I would, you know, dance around and all the things and move my body and feel so nice and light and free. And then I come home and I kind of lose it. So what I realized is I needed to come up with ways that I could actually bring that energy from out there into my own body. Of course, that's the embodiment piece, but also in everything that we do, including, you know, sitting here with you and, you know, adding beauty and all the senses to my environment. You know, the feminine and masculine is in all of us, which you alluded to at the beginning of this conversation. The feminine is actually the vitality, it's energy, it's beauty, it's our emotional intelligence, it's empathy, it's compassion, it's the way that we into a situation, you know, and we always talk about women in that capacity, but quite frankly, men have it too. It's just not quite as muscled up yet, but I believe every year and every generation that goes by, you know, there's a lot more harmonization for the genders in masculine feminine energy, because if we, you know, the feminine is going to be, the creativity, the art, the, you know, the emotionalism that comes into a relationship. If you think about the rectangle you and I are in, the rectangle is the container. The masculine is the container of our world. So this here is the container. What you and I do in this time together is the art. So the art is the feminine, right? The masculine is the container. The masculine is going to be your go mode. And so many of us are stuck in that go mode. The feminine is the flow mode. The masculine is also going to be, you know, the space of logical, right? Getting things done, master of time and space, consciousness, stillness. But if you think about it, if you think about a river flowing, the riverbed is the masculine. It keeps everything nice and tight. But the feminine is the roaring river or the trickly river, right? And it's a great way to think about it. And we need them both. When we are, like I was years ago, I was out of balance. I was operating most of my masculine, not feeling a whole lot, detached from my body, in such a go mode that I had burned out my adrenals. I was actually quite sick and didn't even realize it because I didn't feel my body to even know that I wasn't feeling well.
You know, what's interesting is I definitely can relate to what you're saying, particularly with the masculine and feminine, because I am very feminine, but I'm also very masculine. And I think For me, the only granddaughter in my generation of grandchildren at the time. So I grew up around boys. And even though I was this little, very feminine little girl, I was always very tenacious because I had to kind of keep up with the boys. Otherwise, you know, I would have been by myself a lot. And so as I transcended in life, I was like you. I was the hitter. I just get it done. Go. I don't need anybody to help me. I don't ask for any assistance. If I need it, I'll just figure it out. You know, and that's all that masculine energy. Whereas the feminine side of me came out when I was clinically practicing as a registered nurse. And I had to release that masculine part of me, that masculine energy, so that I could tap into what my patients needed in their heart and soul.
Yes.
Right. And so it, you know, when I think about my relationships, I've always been the one that takes care of everything. And not so much because I wanted it to be done my way. I wanted it to be done, and I wanted it to be done effectively and efficiently. And so I love this conversation because I think there's a lot of women out there that don't even realize that they are operating mostly or sometimes very masculinely, even though they feel that they're very feminine. So it's just such a beautiful conversation and a beautiful awakening and awareness for all women, because it's okay to have both. It's just a matter of when we need to ebb and when we need to flow.
Yes.
And when we need to be that container. So I love it.
So good. You just basically mirrored that back so incredibly. And it is, and I don't even say balance. I say harmonization.
Yes.
Because I think, because there really is no balance. I mean, especially if your core is feminine. I know that we've offered my quiz to your audience, the sandysumber.com/quiz. And, you know, and we'll talk a little bit more too about, as I mentioned, my relationship with the masculine. I mean, it was both. I didn't realize how much my feminine energy actually caused me to distrust. I didn't trust myself. I didn't trust my own intuition, didn't trust my own body. So how could I trust other women? Number one, how could I also trust men? And so I was walking around confused and didn't even realize it. Right. Right? I was like, what?
Girl, I was with you.
Yeah. So and no wonder I was attracting again. You know, I work a lot with the nervous system. I work a lot with the brain, and our brain doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's not. And so that's why embodiment is so important, and why, you know, embodiment is such a huge part of my practice, is because we can learn everything up here. And this is kind of where the sacred chi method came from. We can learn everything up here. Like, it's this beautiful IV full of a lot of things. But if that knowledge does not seep through every cell of our body, we have a lot of head knowledge and we're like a talking head. You know, it's. And that A, it isn't sexy. B, it's not polarizing for the world, and opposites do attract. And so, you know, there's a lot of ways in the sacred chi method that we work. Essentially, we're making art out of our emotions. I teach women and men as well, when I'm working with couples, to learn how to feel what they feel, alchemize that, move it through. And because I love variety, I have all kind of tools in my toolbox. And, you know, I talk a lot about trauma, but not so much necessarily all the big T traumas. There's also the little T traumas that I've realized that have come through. If you grew up as a latchkey kid, if you had divorce in your family, if you've been working at a very young age to keep things together, a lot of children of alcoholics, for example, that complex PTSD. And truthfully, back to how you introduced me, I mean, I didn't think that when I was working with women, helping them to unleash their feminine, I'd ever really talk about that until I needed to, until I saw it so much with hundreds of women, including, by the way, myself. When we're in stable relationships, finally, like I've been in the last 5 years, you know, your nervous system starts to settle and calm. And, you know, you have enough continuity and repetition and consistency that I realize, okay, I really can trust. I really can trust this person in my life. You would think that I would have been able to do that back then, but my body was hardwired to actually not really see when someone wasn't treating me well. I was so used to being disillusioned with men, quite frankly, because of how I was raised by my father, or not raised by my father, I should say, and God love him. He's, you know, we made amends before he passed. But, you know, he did the best he could, right? And that's part of the journey, is to learn to forgive, which is definitely in the method. And also learn how to effectively blame. How can we look at those biggest woes in our life and go, okay, what did I learn from this? Because my dad left when I was 12 and our house foreclosed and all these things. I mean, I have a work ethic like an ox. That served me. But I also had to, you know, make peace with that and then realize that I don't have to go through life just hustling, that I actually, it gets to be easy. It also gets to be easy, but that was super hard for me. I had to heal limiting beliefs, not only in the brain, but I also had to heal the way my body literally repetitively would show up and almost step in, like you mentioned earlier, step in when quite frankly, I needed to lean back and right. let people, including my son back then, or partners, where I stepped in because what I realized is it wasn't just that I wanted it to be done my way. It was underneath the undercurrent was this feeling of, oh my God, I'm going to lose love. I'm going to lose my house. I'm going to lose stability. Even though I'm a 53-year-old capable woman, and I always know I can figure things out, the little girl in me was running rampant. And so these are the kind of things, again, aren't super sexy when you're thinking about dating and revitalizing your marriage of 25 years. But I can tell you there's everlasting change when you go through this work that I teach, because you take your eyes off the other person. And or even if the other person is someone you've known for 25 years, or the other person, like the mystery man or woman that's going to come in your life. This works with same-sex relationships because and there's always going to be in a polarized relationship where it's hot and steamy and exciting and exhilarating. There's going to be somebody who's more masculine at their core and someone who's more feminine. And we show up the same. What happens with magnets? They don't attract. And so I teach these different ways that you can actually, you know, tap back into your feminine, embrace your feminine more, even when every cell in your body is going danger, 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 no. And the masculine, you know, and there's a way in partnership where we, I'll give you an example in dating. I love dating, teaching a woman how to date intentionally. I have a client of mine who called me today and she texted me and she said, all right, we have a date on Friday. He hasn't reached out. You know, what am I doing here? Remind me what sacred theater is and how do I make art with the fact that this man has not reached out to me. We have a date tomorrow. And I said, they're supposed to go to a rodeo. I said, put on your cowboy boots, take a picture of yourself and just a picture of yourself and let him see the boots and say, looking forward to tomorrow. Okay. And nothing else, no question. Now, so many women, if they're really in that hardcore feminine math, would be like, no way, you wouldn't, don't even, if he doesn't call this.
Girl bad, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But this is where emotional intelligence steps in, right? And so she's had a relationship with him for years as friends. They're tipping the scale here. She knows he's a good man. He's already said he kind of had a tough week, the beginning of the week. She's giving him grace. Grace comes from our beautiful feminine heart. If we had more men who operated with their soft feminine heart, but also with a strong masculine backbone, boy, that gives me goosebumps to even say that out loud. And if we had more women who would stop trying to compete and be men, boy, the world would be a better place too. And does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. You know, I totally get what you're saying. And I think a lot of times, sometimes as women, we want things to work out, right? We want to feel like we're important, and we'll do anything, sometimes sacrificing ourselves to get that confirmation that we're important to someone when we really don't need it. We just need the confirmation for ourselves. Totally get what you're saying. And I want to ask you this question with regards to the mindset, because your mindset is powerful. And a lot of times we don't even realize that we're operating from the stuff within our mindset as we, I like to say, travel down our path to bliss. So with regards to how we do anything is how we do everything. I used to hear that all the time when I was like school. I want to say particularly junior high school and in early okay. high school, ninth and 10th grade. How does this, how we do anything is how we do everything, contribute to creating more profound experiences in every aspect of our life? Because mm-hmm. sometimes I don't think people even realize that.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. I do. And I love how you've asked these questions. They're again, I have to say, we'll put in the context that I teach. The masculine in you is like penetrating me in the best way with beautiful questions. And then I get to respond. The feminine is receptivity. Remember, if you're having money issues, it could be because there's a block that you actually deserve and you're worthy to receive all the abundance that God wants to give us. or maybe you're not getting pregnant, or maybe you're, you know, you don't have a partner, because do you think that you're worthy of holding all this juiciness that I believe God wants to give us? So I just wanted to state that too. Of mother wound can really mess up our finances, quite honestly. So you mentioned several things there I just want to tap into. First off, the first thing I teach is awareness, actually how to read the room, how to actually read the body, how to actually know that you 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 even need to know something. Because most of us, to your point, are walking around, you know, with our head in the clouds, not because we initially want to, but we don't know something until we know it. I'm there to sting you back to consciousness. The feminine in all of us has the awareness, if we are tapped in, to sting another back to consciousness in the best way. That's the role of the feminine, where the masculine there is like to claim our heart, claim the heart, not let us close. Because you mentioned several things I have to tap into because it's too good not to. The feminine wants to be seen, heard, understood, and feel safe. The masculine in all of us wants to feel freedom, right? Does not want to feel controlled. Girl. And wants to feel like they are alive. And so nothing's worse when we come home from work, whether work, you leave work, your office, and go out to the den, you know, like most of us work out of the house now, many of us, that if you're met with the same energy, like I mentioned earlier, it's going to deflate. So there's practices that I give you that'll allow you to basically, for all the women that are primarily in their feminine, to go back into their feminine. So when they meet their partner, they're not showing up in Zoom Redwood and get things done, right? So there's so many things. And why are the women mostly the ones who come to me first and do the work? Because we generally have the awareness, because that's, we're all made to connect, but women primarily who are more feminine, that is their driving force. Again, the brain is proven. The brain is changing now with kids that are growing up. The membrane that separates the left and right hemisphere is actually not as thick now in little boys that it was 50 years ago. And so that thickness, I can't remember what it's called, but the membrane here. Thank you. What it does, and that's why women, it's thinner in women. And that's why we're able to remember, oh, did I leave the curling iron on? Oh, I've got dinner tonight. Oh, I need to batten down the hatches. We have a storm coming. Oh, we got this. The single focused of the masculine is, I'm here right now. I'm going to give her all my attention. And they're playing with each other all the time. Does that make sense? Yeah. And it's the where it's like your puppy just barked, for example, and you're like, oh, let me mute this.
He's right? Masculine.
Yeah. I got one.
She's saying stuff that I feel, mom, and I know, I understand what she's saying. Yeah. So I'm just going to give her a woo-woo.
Yeah.
I know that I recognize what she's saying is for real.
And the how we do anything is how we do everything. And by the way, I've got one of those too. And I gave him a big old fat bone because the feminine in me thought, you know what? I better give him a pacifier so I can come on here and so I can show up in my masculine teaching. And then the feminine in me is going to come out because you're holding me so beautifully. So I'm using these terms purposely this way. But again, let me speak to the how we do anything is how we do everything. And how does that affect our life? Remember, to your point, a lot of what we're doing is just subconscious. We are in autopilot. We don't even know that we know that we know. So we're there to wake up. If you think about ants marching in a line, when ants are marching in a line, if you run your finger across their path, they'll scatter. What a good mentor, what a good coach, what a good teacher will do is we are there to basically kind of like ruffle up your feathers, mess up your hair a little bit, wake you up. So then you can become aware and then we can bring in all the patterns. If we just start throwing a lot of ideas at you and what have you, going to store it up here and nothing is going to come through the body. So again, if you cheat on your taxes, this is an extreme. Perhaps your nervous system is actually okay, maybe cheating on a partner, you know, flirting with somebody on Facebook, something like that. I mean, that's an extreme. But if you believe that, you know, everything's a reflection. So if someone's ticking you off, and I'm sure you've taught this on your podcast, is if someone's ticking you off, what a gift. Because what is it about them that is a reflection of something in you that you probably need to shift? Period. End of story. Right? So again, with that concept, it shows that you have awareness of when someone's upsetting you. We have a practice in the Sacred She Method where you basically close your eyes. And you say, I judge Sandy to be a woman who doesn't follow through. And then you would close your eyes. You'd find that part of you, even if it's just small, that doesn't follow through. And you hold it and you go, oh, just like me. And what happens is, I got goosebumps when I say it, it builds compassion. It builds empathy. I mean, nothing is I think now I got to say, one thing I can say in the sacred relationship module of our work, I have a cool way we use, there's an interesting way we bring in what it is you want to manifest in your current relationship or your new relationship, also in business too, in friendships, but definitely an intimate partnership. It's like, to be aware of the thing is the first step. And then how can we become the version of us that will attract that in? It's not just they're going to give it to us, because that's very codependent, toxic feminine energy, that our emotions are tied into what somebody else is actually going to be giving us, right? And the how we do anything is how we do everything is that, you know, you can shift that. You can shift that part of you that doesn't follow through. But you have to have the awareness first that you even aren't. And that's also where, when I think about relationships and the three stages of relationship, the third stage I talk about is that part of us that sees the divine in another, and we love them too much to allow them to walk through life blind. Yeah, haphazardly. So we have to have enough courage, right? Courage and nobility. Hello, noble character and integrity. Hello, masculine characteristics. To then step in, it's the feminine that's going to go, ooh, something doesn't feel right there. But it's the masculine that's going to go, hey, let's have a, you know, are you open to a conversation? Yeah, for sure.
Okay, we got to stop, girl, because we are out of time. Oh my gosh, it's like we could go on for another 2 hours talking about this really cool information, and I think it's so powerful that both women and men.
Yes.
Understand this. So if you're listening to us and you've been into the conversation, this is not just talk for women. It's talk for women and men. Now, even though Sandy May, she mentioned she, you know, women, but she works with men too. It's something to spark an awareness up in within you. And Sandy's information will be in the show notes. But Sandy, can you give a quick, how can people get in touch with you, find you, get more of your beautiful essence?
I love that. Thank you. I received that. That's another thing I'll end with too, is that when someone gives you a compliment, you know, you can be working on the practice of receivership. So you can work with your feminine instead of like, oh no, you know, go, oh, I received that. Right. But you can find me on all the things, really, Sandy Sembler, sandysembler.com. Instagram's a great way for teaching. And I have some really great do-it-yourself programs, like the Sacred Respect. I know that we've given you a special link for a discount for your audience. Sacred Respect's a 30-day reset to your own masculine, to your own relationship to the masculine, but it'll also serve you in your relationship with the men in your life, but also with your sons. The other thing is we have a beautiful all you can eat in a weekend, learn all about feminine masculine and She Rises. And I think all that was given to you in the show notes. So
love it. Oh, I love it. Thank you so much. And you guys, again, if you're listening, you're watching, you will get the information in the show notes. Now, this is stuff that we're bringing. I'm bringing to you from my heart and soul because it's part of my dharma to really help enlighten us, and particularly women. I think sometimes we have gotten bottlenecked into certain positions in life based on other people, our parents, our moms, our grandmas, our great grandmas, our generation lineage stuff that just is in naturally in our DNA. But we have the power to change it and step into our own greatness and be that sacred she woman that we know we can.
Yes.
Really, really ebb and flow with our feminine and our masculine side, and just let them be in harmonistic inner circling within us. So I love this conversation. Let me thank our sponsors and thank all of you for listening and watching. Again, if you like the show, please share and subscribe to the show. I want to thank our sponsor, Blissful Living For You, at Blissful Living, the number 4, the letter U.com. as well as All Day Cable Incorporated at alldaycableinc.com. Again, fabulous conversation. Like, girl, you got me so energized. I even see my face glowing.
You are.
I see my face glowing. I'm like, oh, dang. It's going to be one of them She-Ra type of days today.
I love it. I love it.
When I go to the gym today, they're going to be like, ooh. She
looks like, exactly.
You know, she got this kind of glow, even though I may look like it. In my gym clothes, and like, she got this kind of glow. I'll report back to you later as to how
you better. I want to hear
attraction is to
all about that. Yes, and that's the feminine essence. Our goal is to make an indelible mark on everybody we meet, the butcher, the person who holds the door for us. You know, it doesn't have to be just to, you know, turn someone on. We can turn ourselves on. That's
exactly.
life.
Exactly. Yeah. I love it.
Thanks for having me.
So to all of you, thank you for listening. As you know me, Rochelle Marie Lawson, the queen of feeling fabulous, is wishing you peace to your mind, wellness to your body, tranquility to your spirit, and may ebb and flow in your shaker sheet. And if you want to know more, you got to get the show notes. So you got to tune in and subscribe to the show. Until next time, everybody, be healthy, wealthy, and wise, and have a fantastic day. Goodbye for now.
See you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living For You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand and available for download 24/7 on blissfullivingforyou.com. Until next week, may your life be filled with peace, wellness, abundance, and prosperity.